I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. It's March 1st. I can hardly believe February. This year is this crazy. It's going by so fast. You guys have a good leap year yesterday.
Happy birthday to all you leap years.
Yes, happy birthday to all the leap year babies out there. Yesterday got to actually celebrate a real birthday. Mm-hmm. You only have to age every 4 years, so that's pretty cool. Well, that voice you hear in the background there, that's our guest on the show today. Some of you might recognize him. He is my friend and buddy from I've Decided, Mr. Kurt P. White. Hey, Kurt.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Just wonderful. Like you said, we were talking just, it seemed like a minute ago, about how 2020 was going to be so epic. And here we are 2 weeks in. It's already March. It's been epic, and it's also just flown by.
Yeah, epically fast. Yeah. Is epically a word? I don't know. We should.
It is now. Yeah.
It is now. Write that in my Kim's book of words that I make up every now and then. So I am really excited. I know you guys, Kurt's been in the studio with us before. If you haven't been watching his monthly podcast, The Source, that airs on the fourth Tuesday of every month, want to really encourage you to start this month watching that show. Just an amazing guy, amazing story, great speaker. He's been helping us out at I've Decided as our member services director. But our weekly winning word, if you guys have been listening to the radio show, starting to get comfortable with what we're doing on the show and what our goals are and what our purpose is at I've Decided in helping you really achieve your goals and dreams, we send out a weekly winning resource every week to all of our members, and it correlates to your success planner and journal that you get as a member. And each week, there's a weekly winning word. Mm-hmm. And this week, the weekly winning word is shift.
Enunciate shift with an F.
Yeah, shift with an F. Now, last week, we could have had an entire radio show with me talking about the word shift because I was feeling some shifting on the ground from my motion sickness from the cruise.
Yep, the world was spinning and you were just standing there.
But I'm over that now. So we'll have to talk about the shift that I had in mind in talking to you, Kurt, in this. And it just talks about, you know, the definition is a slight change in position, direction, or tendency. Mm-hmm. I just look at it like shifting your perception. Mm-hmm. You know, if we could, when it comes to achieving our goals and dreams, if we could start to shift our perception or realize that maybe we need to shift our perception or look at things a little bit differently, I think it would have such an impact on our success. And I thought you would really be able to speak to that from many directions.
Well, yeah. And, you know, if you're just talking in regards to my personal journey in the last few years, as far as my career change, if that's what you want to refer to it, I think the shift for me is, even though it took up to my mid-40s to finally get there, my entire career, although it was something I'm very proud of, and I wouldn't change anything as far as that goes, but it was based on a lot of what I feel was just other people's expectations of me and what I was capable of doing. And, you know, my family business kind of led me to what I did, which was, for the most part, community banking. And it was just kind of, in my mind, for sure, it was my opinion, well, that's what I was going to do when I grow up. I was going to be like my grandpa. I was going to be like my dad. I was going to go to school, get my degree, and then I was going to go sit in a bank somewhere. So that's what I did. And it allowed me to do a lot of the things that everybody else does, and so for that, I'm very grateful. I got married. I had kids. I had a house, I've had three dogs, you know, what all of the American dream, I guess, is. But the shift came when I got to that point. I think it was, so I did that for 25 years in one way, shape, or form. And the shift for me came when I sat and I was asking myself, you know, I turned to prayer primarily, and I said, God, is this really what my purpose is? Is this really what your intention for me was, to continue to be, until retirement, working at a bank, sitting in the back, crunching numbers for a living? And it was a resounding no, is what came, and that's what I heard. And so the prayer then became, okay, well, what is it? What do you want me to do? And I was led to, I think it was the book of Romans, chapter 12. There's a verse 8 in there that says, if your gift is encouragement, then encourage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, you know, right. Because I've always had, even while I was in the banking business, I did some, you know, here and there, I would go out and do some motivational speaking, and I enjoyed talking to kids, and I kind of got my foot wet as far as sharing stories with people and telling them, you know, hopefully motivating them, encouraging them, and if Kurt can do it, so can I. But I never really took it serious, like this is something that I could do for a living. And once I got that thought into my head that, wow, I have a gift, and there's no way I'm going to be able to use it by sitting in the back of that bank, that's where my shift came into play. And so we've shared the story as far as how you and I met, and that was almost, I got my, on Facebook, it popped up that we've been friends now for 2 years.
Wow. Did
you? Yeah. Facebook friends. And, you know, I met you, and it's kind of steamrolled everything, and it snowballed from there, and here we are today doing a radio show.
Isn't that crazy? And I do want to say, I know there are some people listening that this is maybe their first encounter with you, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might be saying, well, why were they so mm-hmm. saying, if Kurt could do it, I can do it?
Sure.
You know, you were born with some disabilities that mm-hmm. could.
Right. Yeah, it's quite easily, like you said, visually, if you see me, you can see me from across the street. And right away, you can know that I've had some challenges. And because I only have one arm, I have a shortened left arm. I wear a prosthetic leg on the left side, and I'm also vertically challenged. I only made it to about 4'6". So from across the way, it's obvious that, you know, this guy is unique. And there was going to be some things that I was going to have to learn to adapt to growing up.
Yeah, so that's what you mean when you say people would say, if Kurt can do it,
sure,
I can do it. And I always, you guys don't judge me. Kurt cracks me up. He always makes me laugh at his jokes. I'm not laughing at him for being 4'6", but it's just the way he says it with the vertically challenged. But we're going to have to take a break here. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Mr. Kurt P. White to talk more about our weekly winning word shift. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio having conversation with Kurt P. White and just talking about the weekly winning word shift. Before our break, Kurt, you were sharing with us the challenges that you were born with and mm-hmm. why. It was an encouragement, really, to people to see you accomplishing the things that are difficult for someone who may not be vertically challenged, as you call it, or may have both of their arms and not mm-hmm. a shortened only one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so for obvious reasons, when someone sees you doing the things that you can do, like playing golf, playing pool, driving your car,
mm-hmm.
things that you might think you wouldn't be able to do just by physically looking at you, visually
right.
looking at you. That's an encouragement in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But you are being called from your, I think, 20 or 25 year career in finance.
25, yeah.
25 years in a family business.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you got to add that, because that's more pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just like you're just walking away from anybody. You're walking away really from a family business that mm-hmm. you kind of worked your way into
mm-hmm.
and went to school and in finance. So that had to be hard.
Sure.
And that shift was challenging. So I guess some of the questions and what I'd like to the listeners to hear about, because this is where it's hard if you're thinking about shifting careers, mm-hmm. or shifting out of working for someone into owning your own business, or maybe you're thinking about shifting from going out of your own business back to working for someone.
Right.
It could be either way.
Yeah.
You know, you were an encourager for sure, but what was your idea of how you're going to make a living doing that?
Mm-hmm. Well, quite honestly, at first, you know, I just kind of took a leap, and I don't know that I would suggest that for everyone as being the best way to go about it. But, you know, for my personal journey, there was a lot of, you know, it was quite frankly a leap of faith. And I have my wife now who was a strong supporter. And so that also helped me be not as fearful of making a shift. But I wanted to take just a step back, because we talked a little bit before the break, and I wanted people to at least have a resource to go back to as far as who is Kurt and what does he look like. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, as far as visually, please go out and check out, because this also goes with your question now of what's my approach? How am I working at this to make this be a part of my living? I established my website, which I had lots of helpers here at I've Decided help me do. But the website is handycapable.life. So if you can go out and check out handycapable.life, there you'll see lots of pictures of me, some videos, but it'll be easy for our listeners then to say, oh, yeah. And hopefully a lot of you out there will say, oh, yeah, I know him. You know, I've seen him before.
I've seen that guy around. Yeah,
exactly. And unless some of our listeners, they might have, you know, 20 friends that are 4.5 foot tall and only have one arm, then I might get lost in that shuffle, but I doubt it. So if they go out and they'll be able to read a little about me and see, you know, what it is I do. And out there too, it shares a little bit about my message. And basically it's, you know, don't be afraid. If you have to do things differently, that's okay. You don't have to have that expectation again of doing things just like everybody else does. And as far as a shift in perception, with my stature and with the ways that I've had to go about finding out ways to do things on my own, which I'm very independent, you know, my perception or the way I've had to approach different obstacles has probably been a little bit skewed or different than what a lot of people might do. And I think I shared with you, coming up with examples of these is a struggle for me a lot, because I was raised to just, I'm just Kurt. And I never really thought differently about that until once I got into school, college, and went away. And then especially when I got married and had children, that's when a lot of things started happening where the light bulb went off and said, you know, yeah, Kurt, you may have a different perception of the world and how you go about doing things. One of my favorite examples that I do share with people is brushing my teeth, and which I do by myself, and I've always done since I was old enough to do it. Well, my, at the time, toddler, so youngest son, I'm guessing he was 1.5, 2 years old, whatever age that you're teaching them those skills, you know, we started noticing that we'd walk by the bathroom and he'd be in there squirting the toothpaste into his mouth, you know, and we're just like, kept telling them, no, honey, you can't, don't be eating the toothpaste. That's bad for you, you know? And time again, we walk by, there's Preston, and he's just got his head tilted back and he's squirting that Crest, right? And, you know, into his mouth. And it's like, because we thought he was eating it. It's like, and it's not like he was malnutritioned or nothing. He was getting plenty to eat. So it's like, what is wrong with you? So finally, you know, being the father, and I kind of was sick of it. It's like, unfortunately, I walked by and there he's doing it. I was like, Preston. And I yelled at him and I got angry with it. And poor little kid, I look at him, I'll never forget that day. You know, he's standing there and he looks up and he has that big, you know, crocodile tear in his eye. And he's looking up at me and he's like, Preston, you can't be eating that. That toothpaste's bad for you. And he says, but that's what daddy do. And honestly, I sit here and talk about it now, and I'm thinking, you know, oh my gosh, that is what daddy does.
Right.
And he was just emulating or imitating me. He watched me. When I brush my teeth, I've never thought twice about it, but if I explain it to you, it'll make sense. You take the tube of toothpaste, you take the cap off, and in your one hand, you squirt it onto your toothbrush that you're holding in the other hand.
Right.
I don't have that luxury. How do I do that without making a mess? I squirt the toothpaste into my mouth first, and then I start brushing my teeth. And so that's how Preston learned it. I wouldn't think twice about it until...
You didn't even, after a few times, go, oh, he's mimicking me.
It didn't even dawn on me, to be quite honest. And that's why I like to use it as an example.
It's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't... This is hilarious. Maybe it's unrelated, but it cracks me up. So one of the things that I decided to do, and I share all the time about things that I've decided to do and how... The behavior change is always the same, no matter what your goals are, from mm-hmm. the littlest to the biggest, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of you guys that know me, I gave up cursing several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't ever make a mistake every once in a blue while, but I've gotten to the point now where it's just so rare, it rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be a time when I would say, you know,
yeah.
curse words. On a regular basis.
Like a sailor.
And I'm driving down the road and she's 17 years old now, Kinsley, mm-hmm. but at the time she was 5. And we're driving and instead of turning towards our house, I'm going to the bank. So we go straight and she goes, "Where the hell are we going?" I was like, mm-hmm. "What did you say?"
Yeah.
She repeated it.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew she didn't know what she was saying. And I blamed it on her dad. I blamed it on everyone. And I never thought for a second she got it from me
sure.
until I was talking to my sister on the phone. And we were having a conversation. I'm like, "What the hell?" Mm-hmm. And as soon as that came out, I'm like, right from me. But it's the same
right.
example.
Yeah.
You're living in your life and you don't realize mm-hmm. your habits, the things that you do, even if you're looking right at them.
Right.
So that's amazing. Hey, guys, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Mr. Kurt P. White. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. You are listening in with Mr. Kurt P. White, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're having a great conversation about the word shift. I sure hope you've been listening so far because, Kurt, you've been sharing some amazing, funny stories. That one about the toothpaste. I hadn't heard that one. That's sure. the first time I heard that. It just triggered some memories for me. I just thought mm-hmm. that was a great story and a great way of sharing, you know, mm-hmm. how you have shifted mm-hmm. and your perception and things like that. But hey, so what is it? Are you listening to this show? Have you been inspired yet to maybe make a decision to achieve something that you have been wanting to achieve? What are your goals? What are your dreams? What do you aspire to do? Do you want to write a book, get out of debt, lose weight, change careers? You know, whatever it is, that's what our purpose is at I've Decided. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they are, providing you all the resources and everything that you need. And essentially, once you join our community and become a member, you have access to the resources, the tools, the motivational leadership conferences, monthly success groups, all sorts of things that will help you be successful, and especially the business resources. Want to give a quick plug for them. If you go to log into our website at ivedecided.org, it takes just a couple minutes to join the community. And while you're there, click on the business resources and check out. There's over 60 resources available to you. And a lot of them will provide you with an exclusive I've Decided discount for their services.
Mm-hmm.
And but those are the businesses in our community that I just want to give a huge shout out to because they believe in you. They believe in your success. They want to help you and contribute to you. And that's why they're a part of I've Decided. They
Absolutely.
Love this community. They want to give back. And it's really why they're here. It's why they're a part of it,
mm-hmm.
Is to help people achieve their goals and dreams and to be that resource. So just great businesses, great people contributing to you and contributing to our community. So be sure to check them out because it's because of them that we're able to bring this radio show to you, that we're able to have the motivational leadership conferences
mm-hmm.
and all the that we have a resource center.
Mm-hmm.
Out on Pioneer Parkway where you can come and we have our success groups there. All of that is because of the contribution of our business resources and we want to thank them for that. So, and of course, you know, Kurt, you've been a business resource, mm-hmm. and you've utilized I've Decided as a platform to help you get your speaking career launched.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked earlier about how you intended to earn money,
right,
as an encourager. And one way, I think, is your speaking career.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to let this show go by without sharing that, because I know maybe some people, someone may be listening. If you, you know, if you guys need a speaker or would love to have Kurt come and speak at your company or for your group, if you have a especially like a Christian group, men's group, or your company leadership, mm-hmm. conferences, Kurt is an amazing speaker. I've heard him firsthand on many occasions. And you've been able to do that.
Right. Well, yeah. And like I said, because of I've Decided, and going back to the business members, when for those of you that are listening, that as far as or might be contemplating a shift, like we said, you know, these are the type of people that you want to surround yourself with. They're the ones that, you know, if, again, I'm not suggesting a complete leap of faith, but don't be so afraid, because you know that you've got people that are going to lift up and empower you, and they're not there just to get your business. They're there to help you succeed, and that's what we're all about. So anyway, as far as my speaking career goes, for me, I've Decided it's been huge as far as me getting my name out there, having opportunities to meet new people, share my story. My presentation is living life to the fullest as a handicapable person. Again, I use the word handicapable instead of handicapped, because I feel just that word handicapped itself suggests putting a cap on something or a limit on something. And I'm not about to let a word define who I am or what I'm capable of achieving. So yeah, I would love to meet you and your organization, and get in touch with me if you have a group or you know somebody that might want to hear my story. For those of you that, again, might be considering a shift, I shared the story about how I might, and I've had to learn how to do some things differently throughout my life, but I didn't really recognize the fact until it was pointed out to me. That, again, I think would be good advice to anybody, as far as the fact that don't be afraid. If you're out there and you're wanting to achieve your goals, don't feel like you have to do it the same way everybody else does. There's always a different way to get to the same place, is what I'm trying to say. And don't you know, be fearful, or don't shy away if you might look different when you do it, or people's perception of you might be different when you do it. That doesn't matter. As long as you're able to figure out a way to do it on your own, it's okay to be different. I was also thinking of another story here, too, about perception, you know, and how it is we look at ourselves. And this is just another funny one, I think, that it kind of drives home the point. We've got a running joke in the family now with Kurt and his hat. And it all started when we were on vacation down at the beach. And if you can imagine, once you see my stature and my physical appearance, whatever, seeing Kurt flop around and get around on the beach is, from somebody who doesn't know me at all, it's got to be pretty comical. Because I'm out there, I have to take my prosthetic leg off. So here I am, this 4 foot one arm guy. I'm kind of hairy, but we won't go too far there. But so there I am, sitting in the surf, in my surf chair with my beer gut, you know, sitting there enjoying the beach, but I always wear a ball cap. Well, at the time, my wife was harping on me. She's like, "Are you going to wear that grimy, dirty ball cap to the beach again? It's disgusting. You know, I hate that hat." And I was like, "Honey, trust me. Whoever walks by me, I guarantee you the last thing on their mind when they walk by is going to say, 'Man, did you see that guy's hat?'" They could care less about my hat.
Although, and I can relate to her. Sure Joe's chuckling right now.
And that's perfect, because it is relatable. And even though my challenges are different, or you might see me as being different, they're all the same. And my point was, my wife's perception was what yours would be of Joe's.
Right.
She didn't see me as being anything different than her husband wearing this grungy old hat to the beach. You know? So I guess back to the point of, you know, for those of you listeners that are maybe contemplating or looking for a change or wondering what might happen, don't be afraid of how others perceive you or how you might look doing it. Doesn't matter.
Don't be afraid of what others think, period.
Yes.
Because it's, you know what you need to do. You know what God's calling you to do. And that's really all that matters. And we really cannot compare one person to another or what somebody else does. You know, if there, I always look at it like this. There's only one entertainer of the year. So if nobody else sang because they don't win entertainer of the year, mm-hmm. we'd have no musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Kurt P. White. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Mr. Kurt P. White. He's sharing his awesome story with us. We're talking about the weekly winning word shift.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a reminder, that definition is a slight change in position, direction, or tendency. And then our quote is, when we shift our perception, our experience changes.
Right.
I love that. And so just changing the way we see things can completely change our experience. But, mm-hmm. you know, you've been sharing how you shifted your career completely,
mm-hmm.
And into a new career, speaking career. And I, you know, I think you're going to write a book too. I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and speak that out loud.
It's in the works.
It's a necessity. And mm-hmm. I think it would be so encouraging for people. And I can't wait to see that happen. So there's going to be lots of ways that you're going to be able to capitalize, I think, on your new career of encouraging
mm-hmm.
people. And that's really what you did. You left the finance world
mm-hmm.
and you just felt God leading you and saying you need to encourage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even, you know, while I was in the banking career, thinking about the word shift, you know, in the corporate world and when you're sitting there going through your strategy meetings and, you know, we use the phrase a lot, a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either, you know, I guess four nickels or a pair of dimes. I don't know how you look at it. But, you know, the idea being what we thought was going to work isn't exactly working the way we would hoped. And so you have to be open, whether it's, you know, you personally or as a team or wherever you're at to make a change. Because we all know if you just continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, it's going to drive you crazy.
It's so insanity.
It's important to understand and not be afraid of making some shifts in your life. And we certainly don't want to encourage people to make drastic changes. That's certainly not part of my message. But it definitely is part of my message to be open to the idea and to not be afraid.
Let's just talk about bad habits for a second, because mm-hmm. you made me think about something when you talked about, you know, we got to be willing to change and adapt
mm-hmm.
and not be afraid of those shifts and what might happen with those shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can speak to that really in overcoming some bad habits, addictions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think back early on in my life when I kicked the habit of smoking
mm-hmm.
or I lost weight and living a healthy lifestyle. And I know, Kurt, you overcome
alcohol
mm-hmm. and you've been 7 years sober, I think.
It'll be 9 years in May.
9 years in May.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, what am I going to do if I don't have this bad habit
mm-hmm.
or if I can't drive through Dunkin' Donuts and get my chocolate glazed donut,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to do?
Right.
Even things like that, we can be afraid to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, because we're afraid of the unknown. You know, for me personally, when back in my drinking days, it was something that I kind of prided myself because drinking beer primarily was something that I could do just as good as everybody else. And a lot of times, I think I shared with you before we started recording, I've got a competitive nature about me where if I could find something that I could do just like everybody else, not only did I want to participate, but I wanted to be the best at it. I wanted to beat you. And unfortunately, as far as drinking goes, you know, I got pretty darn good at it. And I could drink people under the table. And that was bad.
Right.
And as far as the way you're relating it to, I needed to seriously sit down. And once again, I can parallel that with my life and getting married and having children and then asking, God, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I want to teach my kids? You know, is what I'm doing something that I want to claim to be an example for? And the answer again was a resounding no. So a shift had to be necessary. And it was, even in that situation, it was scary. What am I going to do? Who am I going to hang out with? You know, and as far as that journey goes, I share that with so many other people that I've heard stories now with, you know, it works for me. I'm attend many AA meetings, and I've heard several similar stories about that whole addiction recovery, and it's always the same. We're scared of the unknown. We don't know what our lives will be without it. And the simple fact is you got to know that there is going to be a change. There is going to be a shift. But surround yourself with the people that are going to hold you up, keep you accountable, and let you work through that. Which meant there's some people that I had to quit hanging around with.
Yeah. And sometimes they might be motivated to change too.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know who you might inspire and motivate to change. But those people that aren't there yet, that aren't ready, you do sometimes have to cut ties, especially when it comes to giving up some bad. If there are some habits that you need to shift from in your life,
mm-hmm.
you may have to cut some ties from people that aren't ready for that shift yet. But even that, don't be afraid of, because
right.
you can, you know, when I was 27, if you would have told me I was going to run 1 mile, much less a marathon,
mm-hmm.
I would have laughed just like you did just
yep.
then, Kurt. I
yep.
would have been like, I can't even run to the mailbox, much
mm-hmm.
less run a mile or marathon. And, you know, at 47 now, I've ran 5 marathons.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never been able to do that had I not given up that bad habit of
right.
smoking that, you know, back then.
Sure.
And so there's so many things waiting for you
mm-hmm.
if you do decide to make some shifts that, again, like Kurt said, we're not don't go into work tomorrow and quit your job unless you feel
yeah.
like that's what you should
yeah.
do.
Or
but,
if you do, don't say it's because yeah. Kurt told me to.
Don't blame Kurt. Don't blame I decided. That's not what mm-hmm. we're saying. But what we are saying is if it's time for you to make some shifts, if you are not where you know you need to be,
mm-hmm.
and I think when you know you're where you need to be, you're making an impact.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're using your gifts.
And that's why what you've done, Kim, is just so remarkable and so incredible for building, I've decided, over these past 6 years to where it is today and sharing with all these people. It's a miracle. And you were able to take that leap of faith and create all these opportunities for people like us to come together and help each other. So kudos to you.
Aw. I'll pay you later, Kurt. No. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for that compliment.
Don't
and, you
be
know,
afraid.
Don't be mm-hmm. afraid. And when you know you're doing what God is calling you to do, there is a level of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like you think it might look. It is hard. Trust me. It's very hard, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you guys for listening today, March 1st. Let's make March the best month so far. Visit us at ivedecided.org and join our community today. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?